Jeremiah 34, the word which came to Jeremiah from Yahweh when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army, and all the kingdoms of the land under his dominion, were fighting against Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Yahweh, Go speak to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and tell him, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape out of his hand, but it will surely be taken. And your eyes shall see the eyes of the king of Babylon, and he shall speak with you mouth to mouth, and you shall go to Babylon. This was Zedekiah's worst fear, that he would lose, and he would be taken captive by the king of Babylon, and God is saying, this is going to happen. Yet hear the word of Yahweh, O Zedekiah. You shall not die by the sword, you shall die in peace and with the burnings of your fathers. The former kings who were before you, so shall they make a burning for you. And they shall lament you, saying, Ah, Lord, because I have spoken the word. I think the idea is that if you repent, Zedekiah, the outcomes could be different. Jeremiah has been on and on about this. Surrender. You remember he wore a yoke around his neck and said, Look, this is how we've got to submit to the Babylonians. We must accept we've sinned and we deserve this judgment. But, of course, Zedekiah was too proud to do that. Then Jeremiah spoke all these words to Zedekiah when the king of Babylon's army was fighting against Jerusalem and against all the cities of Judah that were left. So, of course, Zedekiah was trying to encourage his soldiers to fight, to be brave. Let's fight to the last man. We will somehow win. This will be a David and Goliath situation. And Jeremiah is saying, No, Zedekiah, it's not going to work out like that. You are going to lose. So repent. But, of course, people don't want to believe that. They will go on believing that they can somehow save themselves in their own strength right up to their grave planks. The word that came to Jeremiah after King Zedekiah had made a covenant with all the people who were at Jerusalem to proclaim liberty to them, that every man should let his servant, who was a Hebrew, go free, and that none should make bondservants of them, of a Jew to his brother. All the princes and all the people had obeyed. They'd entered into the covenant that each of them should release his servants and let them go free. But afterwards they turned and caused the servants whom they had let go free to return and brought them into subjection for servants again. I think the idea was, if you show grace and mercy and don't abuse your brother, you will be saved. And they had agreed to do this, but then they had slipped back and taken these slaves back as slaves and started again abusing their brothers. There are times when man comes down very small before God, and yes, he does recognize, we recognize, I must change, I must be kind, I must not be like this to other people. But then we slip back, and the important thing is to stay small before God and not to slip back. So, thus says the Lord, I made a covenant with your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So he's saying, look, I released you from bondage in Egypt, and you should always remember that and not ever bring other people into bondage, but instead do what I did to you and try to let them go free. I commanded you that at the end of 7 years, you shall release every man his brother who is a Hebrew, who served you for 6 years. You shall let them go free. Your fathers didn't listen to me. And you had turned and had done what was right in my eyes in proclaiming liberty every man to his neighbour, and you made a covenant before me in the temple. But you turned and profaned my name and caused every man his servant whom you had let go free to return, and you brought them back into subjection to be your slaves. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, you have not listened to me to proclaim liberty each man to his brother and to his neighbour. And so I proclaim to you a liberty, says Yahweh, to the sword, to the plague, and to the famine. And I will make you to be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth. So I think that it was their attitude to their brothers, using their advantage over their brothers, using their bit of power that they had in a way that was damaging and abusive to other people. It was that which I think particularly led God to say, right, you really are going to lose and you are going to go into captivity to the Babylonians. I will give the men who have broken my covenant, which they made with me, I will give them, the princes of Judah, the princes of Jerusalem and the priests, I will even give them into the hand of their enemies and into the hand of those who seek their life, and their dead bodies shall be food to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth. Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his princes will I give into the hand of their enemies, into the hand of those who seek their life, and into the hand of the king of Babylon's armies, who have now gone away from you. I think what happened was that they made this covenant to release those whom they were abusing, and God responded to that, and the king of Babylon's army just withdrew a little bit from Jerusalem. But then they brought their servants back to them and started abusing them again. And so, behold, I will command, says Yahweh, and cause them, the Babylonians, to return to this city. And they will fight against it and take it and burn it with fire. And I will make the cities of Judah a desolation. So much depended upon their attitude to their brethren. It seems that it was this one issue that God made very significant. For all their idolatry, burning incense on their roofs to idols, all this kind of stuff, he was willing to overlook a huge amount. But when it came to their attitude to their brethren, this was the final test that he gave them. And when they agreed to start with, he made the king of Babylon go away from Jerusalem. And they should have learnt, but they didn't. And it's so tragic that this is how human beings are, that they learn and then they slip back. And let's not be like that.